It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, January 22nd, 2018. Today is the birthday of Russian mystic Grigory Efimovich Rasputin, born in Siberia in 1869 by most accounts. He is best known for his role as an influential advisor in the court of Nicholas II of Russia. Born to a peasant family, Rasputin received little schooling and probably never learned to read or write. In his early years, some people in his village said he possessed supernatural powers, while others cited examples of extreme cruelty. Rasputin entered a monastery with the intention of becoming a monk, but he left shortly thereafter, presumably to get married. At age 19, he wed Praskovya Fyodorovna, and later they had three children. In his early 20s, however, Rasputin left his family and traveled to Greece and the Middle East, making several pilgrimages to the Holy Land. In 1903, his wanderings brought him to St. Petersburg, where he arrived with a reputation as a mystic and a faith healer. 2 years later, he was introduced to Russian Tsar Nicholas II and his wife Alexandra, who were seeking help for their invalid son Alexis. Rasputin quickly gained their confidence by appearing to cure the boy of his hemophilia. This action won him the passionate support of the Empress. Between 1906 and 1914, various politicians and journalists used Rasputin's association with the imperial family to undermine the dynasty's credibility and push for reform. Rasputin helped their efforts by claiming to be the Empress's advisor, and accounts of his rampant lascivious behavior emerged in the press, compounding contempt among state officials. In truth, however, Rasputin's influence at the time was limited to matters concerning the health of the heir. As Russia entered World War I, Rasputin predicted that calamity would befall the country. And he was right, as it turned out. The Tsar took personal command of the Russian army in 1915, and Alexandra assumed responsibility for domestic policy. Always Rasputin's staunch defender, she dismissed ministers who were said to be suspicious of the mad monk. Government officials tried to warn her of his harmful influence, but she continued to defend him, giving the impression that he was her closest friend. On the night of December 29, 1916, a group of conspirators, including the Tsar's first cousin, Grand Duke Dmitri Pavlovich, and Prince Felix Yusupov, invited Rasputin to Yusupov's palace and fed him wine and cakes laced with cyanide. Though Rasputin eventually became rather drunk, the poison seemed to have no effect. Baffled but not deterred, the conspirators finally shot him multiple times. He was then wrapped in a carpet and thrown into the Neva River, where he was discovered 3 days later. Although Rasputin was gone, the last of his prophecies was yet to unfold. Shortly before his death, he wrote to Nicholas to predict that if he were killed by government officials, the entire imperial family would die at the hands of the Russian people. His prophecy came true 15 months later, when the Tsar, his wife, and all their children were murdered by assassins on orders from communist revolutionary leader Vladimir Lenin himself. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for January 22nd, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.